Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Welcome, folks. It is indeed the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number. Emails at raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We'll get right to them a little later on in the show. In fact, if you email me during the program, I will get right to it the minute I receive it. That's raylucia, raylucia.com. The one talk show you got to tune into, you miss a minute or two, you might miss a lot as we discuss several things today. One is working longer. In fact, a lot of my theme for this show has to do with work and showing up for work and working even more than one job, possibly. And I'll get to working longer in retirement in just a moment. But I start with this. A new survey from Schwab Retirement Services, debt fuels financial stress in their new retirement study. Sit back, folks. Relax. We're going to cover this in great detail. We'll also be joined with by Lynn Rowe coming up in just a little bit. I'm sure she's got, as a CFP, some interesting stories on all of this as well. But a new survey from Schwab Retirement Plan Survey Inc., Services Inc., reveals that every day money matters are dramatically impacting the lives and retirement savings efforts of Americans. That makes sense. The nationwide survey of 1,000 workers with access to a 401k plan, half of whom are actively contributing and half of whom are not, reveals that non-savers are increasingly challenged by day-to-day financial stresses, compounded, especially by credit card debt. Yeah, we hear this all the time. The question is, what are we going to do about it? We're just going to sit back and wait for the government to step in and take care of all those people that are in credit card debt? What, are we going to wipe out their debt for them?
No!
Well, that's what they want. And you can do that by filing for bankruptcy and messing up your credit for the next, 10 years. Anyway, they go on. Regardless of whether survey participants are actively contributing to the 401k or not, 53% of non-savers who have at one time contributed to a 401k say their 401k is the largest or only source of retirement savings, even though the latter group is not currently contributing. So what? It doesn't matter whether you have a 401k. We talked about this before, too. They beat up on all these companies. You don't have a 401k plan. You're a bad company. We need a MIRA plan. Now, that's stupid. We've got IRAs. If they can't contribute to a 401k, they still have IRAs, they have Roths. And the fact of the matter is, if you can put $5,500 or $6,500 away, that's a lot of money for somebody in the middle class or even lower. So don't blame it on the employer here. There is a point at which we must all take personal responsibility. I know I had to once upon a time. When I was just a school teacher, I shouldn't say just a school teacher, but I was a school teacher, And at the time, I wasn't making much money. I was making, I think I took home $600 a month. And then my wife got pregnant. Not once, not twice, not three times. Four times in a row. Can't do it on one income. So let me read from this, because I think this is really important. Workers in the survey identified a number of sources of financial stress, with non-savers naming present-day challenges in far greater numbers than their saving peers. More than twice as many non-savers as savers say keeping up with monthly expenses is a significant source of stress. Of course it is. If you can't pay your bills, you're going to be stressed out and you're going to die early. A full 45% of non-savers say they either have no money left over or actually behind in the bills at the end of each month, compared with 23%. Yes, again, here is the solution. It was my solution. Why can't it be yours? Now, again, if you are sick, disabled, handicapped of some sort, that's a different category. That's a category that deserves our attention and our tax dollars. But able-bodied individuals, get a second job. Get a second job. Work on the weekends. It's okay. You're in your 20s, your 30s. You're not going to die early. All right, if you're in your 70s, a little different story, perhaps. And that's why when you're young, you go out and you hustle. This drives me crazy because it's what I did. It's what I did. I started having kids and I couldn't make ends meet. And so what did I do? I worked three jobs. Now, I hate, you know, when the announcers and the talk shows talk about themselves. I used to walk 5 miles uphill both ways with no shoes in the snow and all that stuff. No, just think seriously for just a minute. You've got kids. They're millennials. They're living in the basement or whatever. Get up and go to work. I picked oranges for crying out loud. Yeah, with a lot of the people from Mexico, whether they were legal or not, I was right there with them picking oranges. And there were spiders crawling all over me and stuff like that, and I didn't like it. But I did it because it paid the bills. I was a kid at the time. And then as a married individual, well, fortunately, I taught myself how to play the guitar when I was 10 years old and had a little group, and we got jobs 3, 4, 5 nights a week. My wife didn't like that too much. And I ultimately, after the second child was born, I ultimately stopped doing that because she gave me an ultimatum. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So I hung up my guitar and my guitar strings, and I got my driver's education license or whatever it was back then. I took some courses so that I could teach driver training on the weekends. And this is what you do in America. For some reason, we've kind of forgotten about capitalism and the fact that, you know, the prize goes to the people that show up and work hard. Anyway, closing the gap, it says here, with financial wellness and advice. The survey also reveals that personal financial stress can spill over into the workplace, with 30% of non-savers and 21% of savers saying it has affected their job performance. So maybe employers might be a little more generous with matching contributions if you know you're going to get more productivity out of your employees. But that's not an excuse if you're the employee. It's not your employer's responsibility to take care of your retirement. And I see this all the time. I mean, how many young kids today are running around with cell phones, right? A lot. And I'm fine with that, by the way. If I had a young child, I'd want them to have a phone because I'd want to be able to get a hold of them. But not only do they have the cell phone, but they've got, you know, all kinds of, you know, little cool iPads and iPods and iThis and iThat. And I'm sure it's costing their parents a fortune. So then when they get older, they're used to having all these cool things, and they still want all the gadgets and the finer things in life, but may or may not be willing to work for them. And so we keep blaming it on the minimum wage. Minimum wage isn't high enough. Well, maybe that's true. In certain areas, I would love to see the minimum wage go up. But the fact of the matter is, if your wage is not high enough, just go get more work. You want to always have to do that. Upgrade your skills and your talents. as a school teacher, I made enough money to pay my mortgage payment and maybe put a little bit of food, but there was nothing else left over. So I knew I couldn't stay in that profession having four kids in a row. Of course, I only had two whilst I was still a school teacher. And then I said, enough. And I was introduced into another industry, and I trained myself in that industry, in the financial services side of things. And I was able to build a business with that new education. Did it happen overnight? No. Were there sacrifices? Absolutely. But that's what we do here in America. So maybe if we spent less time, protesting in the streets about one thing or another thing and fighting amongst the classes, perhaps we ought to just go to work. Go to work and work longer. Don't just retire at 60 or 62. When we come back, I'll explain why. We'll also bring Lynn Rowe on. I'm sure she has comments on that as well. Yeah, those people that work in the coal mine going downtown, man alive, you want to talk about work. Now that's work. Okay, we'll be back. Stick around. Working longer, can it really help not only solve your retirement issues, but health issues as well? We'll check in with Lynn Rowe. Stick around. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 833.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, we're talking about savers and non-savers here, and Schwab did a recent study, and what we've learned from this study is more than twice as many non-savers as savers say keeping up with monthly expenses is a significant source of stress. Duh. And a full 45% of non-savers say they either have no money left over or are actually behind on bills at the end of each month, compared with 23% of the 401k savers who say the same. Well, again, the question isn't that, because there are people that just don't simply make enough money to pay all their bills, and you could blame them for being overspenders and so forth. My suspicion is a lot of them just aren't making enough money to just take care of their general sustenance, for crying out loud, and especially in the middle class and so forth. We've read all the stories about how the middle class have been left all by their lonesome over the last, you know, two or three decades. But I say, work. Find another job. Do something else. Improve your skills. Improve your talents while you're younger so that you don't have to force yourself into it. It's one thing if a young family is, you know, is struggling financially. But what about a retiree struggling financially because they didn't save while they were younger? There are sacrifices that must be made. And until such time, if you want to go out and protest because you want to raise the minimum wage or whatever, I got news for you. That's probably not going to help you, the young family. It might help a teenager, but most people that are working aren't earning the minimum wage. It's as simple as that. But, you know, we can get into that debate some other time. Let's just talk about work and the fact that if you work hard, and even if you have to work in a couple of jobs while you're younger, you may not be forced into working longer, but there's an upside to working longer. Joining me on the program, Lynn Rowe, a guest host on this show quite frequently lately because she's so smart, certified financial planner. How are you doing today, Lynn?
I'm doing well, Ray. You know, you bring up a good point. I have known countless people over the years who have absolutely worked two and sometimes three jobs, and actually they did fine. It helped them pay the bills. It helped them feel like that they were on top of things a little bit better, and they enjoyed it.
You don't have time to be negative. Yeah. I mean, you're out there working your butt off. You don't have time, woe is me and all that stuff.
Well, I guarantee those people are not doing demonstrations. Yeah. Who's got time to do that and work?
The ones that are getting paid, but
Thank you.
A different story.
It is.
The American College wrote this. More Americans are saying no to retirement and working into their 60s and beyond. It's the new old age. And they quote a 2016 New York Times article that reports nearly a third of adults aged 65 to 69 years old remain in the workforce, and a fifth of 70 to 74-year-olds are still working. About two-thirds of these individuals have full-time jobs, according to the BLS, working at least 35 hours a week.
Yep.
Well, I'd have to say I'm in that camp. even though I'm working part-time. You know, for me, part-time is 12 hours,
yeah,
half-time.
You used to work half-days, 12
yeah,
hours
exactly.
a day. But the thing is, it gives people purpose. It gives them focus. It gives them a reason to get up in the morning. They, you know, they don't notice some of the aches and pains that people do who are like, you know, going to turn on the TV as soon as they have breakfast. So, you know, people actually have a better quality of life, Ray.
Well, not only that, working longer increases the likelihood of a financial stable retirement. This is from the American College. Working longer helps you compensate for shortfalls. And in an article in Investment News, Jamie Hopkins and David Littell, faculty members of the American College, talked about how preparedness for retirement increases from 49% with a retirement age of 65 years old to 85% with a retirement age of 70. We've discussed this postponing Social Security thing mm-hmm. and working on into retirement. You got more years to compound mm-hmm. your savings. But I also found something else that was quite compelling, and I've looked up a couple of these studies that basically say people that stay in the workforce are generally healthier and happier than those who are fully retired.
Didn't I just say that?
Yes, you did indeed. The death rate from all causes for people working past the age of 65 was 11% lower.
Yeah.
Than for those that did not work.
Well, again, you feel like you've got a purpose in life. You're doing something. You're contributing. You're spending time with other people. You're probably socializing more than you would if you were just at home by yourself, retired. And frankly, the socialization is more with maybe younger folks, and so you kind of feel and think a little bit younger because you're out there in the public.
I you know, every time I look in the mirror, I can tell that I'm getting older, but I just don't feel it. I mean, I really don't feel as old as I am. And I think back of my mom and dad when they were my age. They were like way old. I mean, way old. I remember taking them to Europe when I think my dad was 62 and my mom was like 59.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were slow and all that. So I'm going, geez, these are old people. And I'm wondering if my kids are saying that about me.
Yeah, well, we won't talk about that.
it does bring up the whole case, though, of health care. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, and you discuss this all the time quite eloquently, the fact that so much of your money is allocated in retirement toward paying for health care expenses. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't even include the whole issue of long-term care. I forget what the number is, but it's like 250 grand or something, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that we were talking about the study in the break, that retirees should expect to spend at least 11% of their budget over and above their Medicare insurance premiums for health care. Additional health care.
Now, those are retirees that
retirees, yeah. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, the basics, but medications are, you know, right up there, and your deductible on those things can be phenomenal. Plus, Ray, people forget there are medications that retirees take that aren't covered, or you can't get the generic. I mean, the eye drops alone are just a staggering price. So you start to add those bills up, and they get pretty pricey. That's where maybe working part-time can help offset it. But you're bringing up a good point. Beyond that, at the point at which somebody needs the care, now you're talking about significant dollars that can eat up 60, 70, 80% of a budget alone. And if you've got a couple, what is the spouse at home going to do?
What I love about health savings accounts, and we've discussed these many times on this program, health savings accounts really can be the answer.
Yeah.
And as we've talked, they're quadruple benefits for you. You get the, if you're working at a company that offers a health savings account, you get to put that money in pre-FICA. That saves you 7.65% right off the top. And, of course, it goes in pre-tax. That saves mm-hmm. you whatever your tax bracket is, another 25%. Then it grows tax-free. That saves you another 25% on the earnings. And then when the money comes out to pay for these health care expenses that Lynn says you're going to be spending 11% of your budget on, that money comes out tax-free. Let me see. Four tax benefits, better than a Roth, better than a 401k plan, better than anything. Yet for some reason, at least under the last administration, these were kind of poo-pooed. I think they can be one of the great answers, health savings accounts. We'll come back with guest host Lynn Rowe, see what she's got on her little brain, or big brain. Little body, big brain. When we come back on the Ray Lucia Show. Stick around.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Mel has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
...86% of savers and 77% of non-savers would welcome a financial wellness program from their employer, which of course could provide education and different tools and resources to help with their overall financial health. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? However, when asked, these are the employees, when asked if they think their current financial situation warrants professional financial advice, 40% of savers and 44% of non-savers say no. This is an amazing disconnect. I want this help, but then I don't want to talk to a professional about the help that you're offering to me.
You're an idiot.
Lynn Rowe joining me on the program.
Who puts together the information in this help if it isn't professionals anyway?
I don't know. I guess people with the internet and so forth figure they can go online and get anything and everything they want. Just like when I was cooking ribs yesterday.
Yeah.
I cooked some pretty good ribs. I went online, figured out how to do it. It was great. But let me tell you something. If you mess up ribs, it costs you $14 at the grocery store.
Yeah.
If you mess up your retirement plan, it costs you virtually everything, including the possibility of you losing your health because, as I said, studies have shown. I think it goes all the way back to a 2009 study now that has shown that your health improves with your financial wellness. It's as simple as that. So that brings me to the point. Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net, Lynn, we call her. That's her website, by the way. I want my LTC.net. She has sage advice for all. But that brings me to this whole business of, are you planning your retirement around a probability-based system or a safety-first system? I think you know where I'm going with that because you and I grew up in the safety-first world, but most people are not.
Yeah, well, I mean, probability gets back to the idea that you're gambling. And safety comes from this, you know, the concept of build a foundation of safety in your portfolio and build on top of that safety foundation. And that safety foundation is setting aside money in safe accounts where you know that you know that you know they're going to be safe. You're going to get an income from it. You know what the income's going to be. It's not going to be one of these things where you're kind of flipping the coin and hoping it works out. And making sure that you got your health care taken care of. You've got the Medicare supplement, A and B, you've got on your Medicare, you've also got long-term care planning in place, linked benefit, traditional, something in place that's going to pay a big bite of that bill. And then at that point, you can kind of breathe a little bit easier and say, okay, now I can start to look at different types of options for growth and i.e. risk, growth in my portfolio.
Dr. Pfau, as you know, I quote him often on this program, writes about this probability-based safety first.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually quotes from another person that's been on this show before, Dr. Moshe Milevsky.
Oh, Moshe Milevsky, yes.
And he actually did a study way back, that's probably 4 or 5 years old now at least, on product allocation.
Mm.
And what Pfau talks about is you don't have to be one or the other. You don't have to be a safety first or and cover everything with insurance products. You don't have to be a probability based, which basically says I'm relying on the stock market because in the past the stock market has always worked out. But it depends, and maybe next hour we'll get into the sequence risk, but the stock market works out on a computer Excel spreadsheet really, really well. But in real life, it doesn't work out depending on when you were born, because that sequence of when you get the returns, if you get great returns, you know, when you're 25 and 30 and you've got $14 in the bank, it doesn't matter. And if you get crappy returns when you have $500,000 in the bank the last 5 years of your retirement, then you've got huge problems. Just think about it. In 2008, 2009, the market suffered a 50, 60% decline. What if you were on, what if you had just retired?
Yeah.
And you lost 50%? You're not retired today. You're back at work.
Exactly. And people have a tendency to rush to one end of the pendulum or the other end of the pendulum. And I've seen it over and over again. They're ultra, ultra safe where they've got everything stuck in CDs, in the bank, in bonds. That's it. I'm fine. All the way to it's pretty much 80, 90, maybe even 100% in the market. And, you know, they're comfortable with that idea. The problem is, like Ray says, that you need to have a combination of the two, which is why I talked about the foundation of safety, and build on that with your probability portfolio, because your probability portfolio really is in part what's going to help you with inflation and maybe some black swans along the way, because you do gain harvesting instead of loss harvesting.
Yeah, it is an interesting part of financial planning, which you happen to be a CFP. I am no longer. I gave up all my marks years ago when I semi-retired from the biz because I didn't want to pay them anymore.
Plus, it's okay. You know more than half.
I have bones to pick with them. I have bones to pick with everybody, but that's a different story. But when you talk about this whole safety first approach, what comes to mind is advice that you've doled out and other people like Pastula and others that are on this program have talked about, that if you start saving early in an insurance contract, regardless of what kind it is, some way to build up an emergency fund of cash, like a linked benefits plan, which, as you have explained, the risk in doing that is minimal, if at all, because
it's
you get
very minimal.
All of your money back within a couple of years, at the very, very least. But if you build up this base, then that base of money can be used for emergencies, it can be used for opportunities, but more importantly, it can be used to cover some of these expenses by leveraging what monies you've saved into 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times that amount for some kind of care down the road, which we know 70% of us are going to need.
Well, you know the expression we've used on the air many times, Ray, is you take it from your right pocket and you put it in your left pocket so that you're still actually you're in control of an asset. That asset is then leveraged up by the insurance company to pay for care should you need it, like Ray said, 3 or 4 times what you put in. Pretty good. And if you don't ever need the care, which a lot of people hope, hey, I hope I don't, and if that's the case, then the money that you put in there leverages up to your family and comes back to them tax-free.
And there's always a return. It's, you know, it depends on when you die. If you die late, the return isn't quite as good. If you die early, the return's pretty phenomenal. I prefer low return, living longer.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, you're not concerned about returns. You're concerned about having a healthy, long life.
But I think in almost all cases, the returns are better than you can get in a bank or a muni bond or something
that.
And it is substantial. And you get all these other bennies that roll along with it. So my point to all of these non-savers is you can be a saver. Get a job. Get a second one if you need to. Work your butt off while you're younger. Fund one of these kinds of plans. There's 26,000 different ways to do it, and that's why you need to have someone like Lynn decipher what might be best for you. And put the money away and then forget about it until you need it.
Yeah.
And when you need it, whether it's for an emergency, you have access to it. You can borrow from that account or you can withdraw from that account. The difference, Lynn can explain to you which way and when it's best to either borrow or withdraw. But when you think about having an emergency fund that also doubles as a savings account, that also doubles as an investment account, that also doubles as a healthcare plan, that also doubles as a life insurance. I mean, there's so many uses for this. And what is your cost? The cost is the difference between what you're getting in your emergency fund right now and what you might be getting in this other plan. And it is negligible, if at all, because the insurance company goes out and earns more interest than you can earn.
I'm not going to compare this to a bank, but I sort of am. Okay, let's say you told your bank, look, I'm gonna put $100,000 on deposit with you guys. And if I need care, instead of giving me back my $100,000, I want you to give me $300,000 or $400,000 to pay for my care. And oh, by the way, if I die, I want you to give my family, say, $150,000, $160,000, maybe $200,000. What do you think the bank would say?
I think they'd say, go see an insurance company.
Thank you.
Ah, you pulled the old bank story out here.
Well, you know,
that one goes back about 30, 40 years. Come on. Let me back the hearse up to the door, too.
No, I'm just giving a good example.
It is a good example.
The concept is just so clear. Got to remember, it's not FDIC.
It is. It's not FDIC insured, but there's state guarantee funds and all that stuff. So it's a very, very, very safe place to stash your cash. You want to learn more about stashing cash? Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net, 877-270-3127. Thank you so much there, Lynn.
Thanks, Ray.
I want my LTC.net. That's amore. All right, Lynn Rowe, thank you very much. We'll be back, folks, with emails. Don't go away.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Again, a special thank you to Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner. I want my LTC.net. Sage Advice from Lynn. That should be the her new website, Sage Advice from Lynn. Forget this I want my LTC.net stuff. Hey, you may as well write them both down. We've got some emails. In fact, I just got one. Remember, I tell you, if you email me during the show, I get to it first. So for the TV viewers, I can't get it up on the screen fast enough. But hit it, fellas. We'll get to Josh. Josh asked, I heard you talking about taking a big tax-free lump sum from an HSA. That's a health savings account. How can you get that money out tax-free? And at what age can you take the money out? Well, Josh, you can take the money out at any age as long as it's for health care expenses. When I talked the other day about taking a big lump sum, what I was discussing is some techniques that you can use to turn this into one of the best, if not the best, retirement plans you could ever imagine because of the quadruple tax benefits associated with a health savings account. Now, most of us don't get a deduction for health care expenses because they have to exceed 10% of our adjusted gross income. Therefore, we're paying post-tax dollars for those expenses. When you go to the drugstore and you buy, you know, whatever, from Band-Aids to prescription drugs or whatever, and you have to look up what are qualified expenses. But those expenses would only be deductible to the extent that they exceed your income by 10%. So the first 10% is not deductible at all. But you're paying those out of pocket. If you keep the receipts, just get a nice big shoebox, Josh. And every one of those receipts, every time you go to the drugstore and you buy something with post-tax dollars that you cannot deduct because your income's too high or whatever, you've got this exclusion, put that receipt in there. And over the years, you can build up that amount of money. And then once you're age 65, you can take money out for any reason. If it comes out for retirement and not to reimburse you for those health expenses, you will pay, you're going to have to pay income tax on that. If you take it out before 65 for retirement, you'll pay a 20% penalty on that. But if you take it out for healthcare expenses, you can take all those receipts. Maybe you got 50 grand worth of receipts over the last 20 years. You reimburse yourself for that $50,000, and all of that money is tax-free. So that is a huge, you got a deduction going in because it went into the health savings account, and the money came out to you totally tax-free. It's like having a tax-deductible Roth IRA. There ain't nothing better, Josh. Nothing is better than a health savings account when you're taking the money out for health care. And as Lynn Rowe will tell you, if you have to take that money out to pay for long-term care policies, now you've got monies that basically are totally pre-tax paying for long-term care. So there's lots of different ways to use that money in retirement to get it out tax-free. And since most of us, she just said, you're going to spend 11% of your income beyond everything else on healthcare expenses. That money is typically not deductible, but for you, it will be deductible because you will have pre-funded it in an HSA. Nothing better. Absolutely nothing better. Okay. Albert is next up, and we do have Albert on the screen. I just inherited a stock portfolio. Since I can sell with no taxes, should I put some of it in a Roth or HSA? Okay, well, when you inherit stock, the reason he says he can sell tax-free is because there's a stepped-up basis, assuming it's not IRA money, retirement funds. If it's post-tax brokerage-type accounts, there's a step-up in basis. So there is no capital gains tax upon sale. And whether you should put it in a Roth or an HSA, my instinct says yes, but you need to sit back now. You've got this infusion. You need to look at your whole portfolio. And yes, rebalancing here is in order. You just inherited a stock portfolio. So maybe you have a bunch of stock in your existing portfolio. Well, you may now be way overweight in stock for the overall allocation that you feel most comfortable with. So yes, it's time to first figure out your asset allocation, and then second, figure out how much of that money that you can get your hands on tax-free might be allocated to a Roth or an HSA. It might be better for you, if you're in a high tax bracket, to go ahead and fund maybe the HSA to the max, but then also fund the pre-tax contribution to a 401k instead of a Roth. This is where having a really good financial advisor that understands tax planning can be of help. They must also understand the whole asset allocation thing. I've seen this happen before. People inherit mom and dad's stock portfolio and they're tied to it. Oh, but my mom and dad, they loved Xerox. You know, they loved a lot of these companies that, you know, eventually go down the tubes. Remember, there's only a handful of companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 right now that were here 50, 60, 70 years ago. So you've got to be very, very, very diligent in this arena. You must be very, very diligent. If you inherit some money, it's time to go back to the drawing board, figure out your asset allocation, and so forth. Let me see if I can get a quick one in. George, I'm in a 401k at work. I have an opportunity to buy part of the business. Will this affect my 401k? No, unless you're going to use the 401k to buy the stock, which is a very risky proposition, the answer is no. It should have no impact on your 401k unless you are a highly compensated individual, and highly compensated individuals can't put in max if the average deferral of the employees aren't giving you the ability to max out. So, but that's true whether you own stock in the company or not. It might have an impact on whether or not you have to take a required minimum distribution. If you buy more than 5% of the company, then the answer is you'll still have to take a required minimum distribution. If you just buy 2 or 3% of the company, then you may not have to do that. All right, I am out of time. Thank you, Albert. Let's see, I took care of Albert, and I took care of George, and I took care of Josh. I still have Candy, Turk, and Susan coming up for next hour of Money Power. Stick around if you can. If not, go online. Check us out online at RayLucia.com. You can always get the old podcast at RayLucia.com. Now go out and make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.